And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like saving the world one soundbite at a time. Text lines are open. A bunch of y'all already figured that out. 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Text it in or call it in. Same number for both. I knew that monologue was going to get some attention, and it did. By the way, Leanne from Huntsville says, don't go too fast. I'm tired. Was I talking fast? I don't know. Too much caffeine?
No, I think you said in the beginning that we're going to go fast and we're going to get this.
Oh, that's remember? What it is. Okay. Yeah. Wayne from Falkville says, great monologue today, sir. Just remember, it's all Trump's fault. Sweet. Sure. They're going to find a way to blame him somehow. But Trump. Okay. Daniel from Tullahoma, Tennessee says, Phil, you mentioned Joe being propped up. I believe Obama's calling the shots from the basement, a.k.a. his third term. A lot of folks feel that way, man. A lot of folks do. I think there's a Biden, there's an Obama cabal that's out definitely in the shadows. TL from Huntsville says, Phil, a perceptive monologue. Thank you for recognizing there's much more going on in the background. Whenever there's some bad news, they put Biden in front of the microphone to add a few more monkeys to the circus. I'm far more concerned about what's going on the other hand that they didn't want anyone to see. Yeah. You know, that's a great point, TL. And so I heard somebody say earlier today, I'll give credit out to where it's due, but that this may have been a hit job. I mean, this may have been, they've got to get rid of him. And so how do we make this happen without looking like, somebody took him out? Oh, let him take himself out. Put him out there on the microphone in front of an angry crowd of hungry reporters late in the evening after a really bad day, and let's just see where the chips fall. That was a recipe for disaster. And, oh, by the way, it cooked up a pretty good disaster. Raven from Russellville says, this is our commander-in-chief. And then he uses some acronyms that we use in the military. FUBAR, anyone? Or SNAFU? Sounds about right. We will not go ahead and break those acronyms down. You can only imagine what they might mean. John from Huntsville. Phil, nice monologue. I think the two Democrat evil masterminds running this country are Taylor Swift and Nick Saban. What? God. So I want to let Big Rig know that positive comments about Nick Saban or Alabama are going to result in point deductions, but negative comments will also earn you extra credit points. So, yay.
He must be an Auburn fan.
Oh, brother. Yes, absolutely. Okay. Gary from Decatur.
Roll Tide.
Yeah. Oh, God. We got problems. Gary from Decatur says, he stated, I guess we're talking about, he's talking about Biden. He stated that nothing was wrong with memory at the press conference. Then he confused Mexico with the Middle East in the same sentence. Either he's competent and guilty of willfully mishandling classified documents, or he's suffering from dementia and needs to be removed from the presidency. This has to be one instance where the Democrats can't have it both ways. Yeah, one would think, right? One would think. But you know what's interesting is right now, and we'll talk about it more after the break, but right now the Biden administration is lashing out at their own Department of Justice. Let's keep in mind, by the way, that Merrick Garland is the one that appointed Robert Hur as a special prosecutor. This was not a Trump appointee, you know? This was Merrick Garland's the one who put him there. All right, listen, stay tuned. I believe the schedule should align so that U.S. Senator Katie Britt's going to call in here momentarily. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. I got a ton of text messages, and I've only got a few minutes before the top of the hour break because I went long with Senator Britt. So let me just spend some moments here grabbing some texts from y'all. Lewis from Birmingham. You got a friend now. He says, Big Rig, thanks for bringing some balance to the right side. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Go Red Team.
Oh, God. All right, turn your mic off over there. John from Harvest says, the sad part is folks paying attention could see something was not right with Joe back in 2020. Yes. I mean, he ran that thing from his basement. It was just obvious he was diminished capacity. And yet, I think it's way worse now, way worse. Roger up in Madison heard the monologue and said, great monologue, Phil. I lost my dad 20 years ago to Alzheimer's. The thing I noticed about Biden was the dimming of his eyes. Saw the same thing happen to my dad until they were almost opaque. Wow, Roger. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, brother. And yeah, and there's other things too. Like you hear, you can see the tells. You can see him. First of all, and I've heard this is that agitation is one of those things, and you see how he gets it's mad, like this triggers. The other one is the way he walks with that very stilted walk. It's not good, man. And I'll never forget. By the way, I'll just say this right now too. A few years ago, right about 2 years ago, I was in a major lawsuit for some clients, and we had to depose somebody who we knew was not in a good place because they had, early onset dementia. It was obvious, and we kept telling them, you really shouldn't put him on the stand. We're not comfortable having to depose him. Oh, no, he's fine. Everything's fine. We had no doctor's report to do it, so they put him on the stand. And at some point, I'm cross-examining him, and it got to the point that I was feeling sorry for the guy, and he was on the opposite side of the case. And I had no choice but to ask him questions. And it was like the press conference last night. Well, sir, what about this? Well, I don't know why you'd say that. Well, sir, because you said it last week. Oh, well, then it must be true then. And then you'd look at him and go, sir, are you okay? I'm fine. Why are you asking that? Okay, well, listen, sir, I need to ask you about so-and-so. Who's that? That's your person who did this. Oh, yeah. And then, and then he gets agitated. And then he almost blusters and gets mad. And it was awful. Well, that's what we're seeing right now with what's going on with the president. All right, enough of that. John from Huntsville says, Katie Britt is currently in the lead on the grades. Jeff from Indiana says, Phil, I find it funny that whenever the guy that runs Joe Biden's teleprompter walks into a room, they play Hail to the Chief. Nice. TL from Huntsville again says, love the passion Katie Britt has for our country. I noticed she carefully avoided two words, Mitch McConnell. I did ask her a question about changing leadership on both sides of the aisle, and I heard the pause before she answered the question. But she did a good job of handling it for her team. Kimball from Harvest says, Joe Biden's lashing out at the media yesterday gave me the impression of a man whose power is being threatened. Power is what he's clinging to. He's been clinging to it his entire life. It's what he and the leftists crave and they desire more than anything. Kimball from Harvest. I got more of those, like Bruce from Hazel Green that says, Katie's fired up. Anyway, I'll read the more when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.
Listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Phil Williams, here live in the Right Side Studios for hour number two. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I tell you what, this topic I think is one of those virals. We're gonna be on this for a little bit longer. Don't forget, coming up bottom of the hour here at 3:30-ish, we'll have former U.S. Attorney Jay Town calling in to give his perspective on what he's seeing in all of this. And I'm going to ask him, too, at that time, give us a little more detail as somebody who understands this because you lived it. What is a special prosecutor? What authority does a special prosecutor have? And why does it matter that Special Prosecutor Herr came out with that report like he did? That's coming up at 3:30-ish with former U.S. Attorney Jay Town. Right now, I got a phone call already. Is that Jeff? Jeff Rowe from Indiana. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great today, except for went in for a wellness check, my yearly physical or whatever, and they drawed enough blood, I can probably share with a few people.
Oh, God.
Kind of sad to see it all go to waste.
Well, I'm sorry. So this is just an annual, no big deal. You're just getting a wellness check.
Yeah, just a wellness check. Yeah, it's just the annual.
Well, all right.
My gosh.
You got poked and prodded and pulled and, yeah, we'll stop there.
Every direction.
Yeah, every direction. What do you think about all this, man? You been listening?
Yeah, I think you need to use some resources you got there, Phil.
Talking to Big Rig,
he's a songwriter and a musician.
Indeed he is.
So I think you need to come up with a little parody song about this. talking about my cackersocracy.
Got a little Beatles action going there. A little John Paul, George, and Ringo.
No. That's the Who, man.
Oh, that was the Who. That was the Who, wasn't it? I'm so sorry. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, you put it on a video and stuff and everything. If you want to make Right Side Radio some money, there you go. That would sell like hotcakes. Get more hits on that very late.
You know what's funny is we have actually talked about that. And in fact, we haven't talked about it with Big Rig because he's so new here. But we were talking about actually making... Because you know, every once in a while you got like commercials, like your advertisers have dropped off and you don't have a new one yet. Well, why don't we just, Rush Limbaugh used to have parody commercials. And he would actually, he had Spatula City. I don't know if you remember that or not. It was Spatula City. Where all the best spatulas can be bought. It was ridiculous, but he just used it as filler whenever there was something that hadn't been sold for spacing. So I think we're going to do something fun here.
I can make it happen.
You can get us some Spatula City.
I can get
City.
Something happening quick, yeah.
Can you? Yeah, just go ahead and get the guitar out, strike a few licks, and let's see what happens.
Yeah.
I've got faith in him. I've got faith in him, man.
Thank you.
Like I say, use them talents.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, Jeff, Joe Biden, your thoughts on yesterday. And I know how you feel about Joe Biden himself, but give me your thoughts about what happened yesterday.
I'm terrified. I really am because President Harris.
Wow.
That's, And I want to know, I think we need to start posting all the names that called for Trump to be, taken out by the 25th Amendment.
Yep.
How come they're not calling for Joe Biden, who is obviously impaired? So I think we need to start, get all the names of the people who called for using the 25th Amendment. And then if they don't use, say they want to use it on Joe Biden, then we just need to label them hypocrites. So.
Oh, absolutely. Well, they already are hypocrites, and we know it.
I know, but we kind of like put it on their forehead, a little picture of the forehead on their hypocrite, kind of like when you wonder who's Democrat or not.
So you said a moment ago, though, you said you're terrified of a President Kamala Harris. And I'll be honest with you, one of the other things that really gives me pause is I said it in my monologue, if you were a bad guy, if you were a terrorist, if you were a opposing nation right now, if you're somebody who wants to have your way in the world and get one over on the United States, would you want to do it now or wait until Trump takes office, which he probably will? And I think the answer is right now. People are watching this going, whew, we better do it now.
Yeah, Taiwan's in peril right now, I believe.
Yeah, I think Taiwan and I think Iran having a nuclear weapon is also a big, big deal that could happen by next week.
Yeah. So do you think who's going to take out Iran? Is it going to be us or Israel? Because they're not going to let them have a nuclear weapon because they're religious fanatics and they will use it because, Allah told them so.
I think it's going to be Israel with some backdoor help from Saudi Arabia, which nobody will know, but they'll do it. And then I think it'll also be something that's plausibly deniable, but everybody will know who did it. And meantime, we'll have Americans over here going, wow, that just happened. And it's going to create greater instability, but it'll also prevent a nuclear incident. So more to come on it, brother.
I mean, like I say, they're getting so close and everything right now with these nuclear bombs.
They are.
And they have the missile technology, supposedly, to deliver it to here. So. We talk about North Korea being crazy.
Yeah.
These people are nuts. I believe they would use it because I don't know if they fear a death or not.
I'm less concerned about the idea of them launching a missile that hits mainly the United States and more concerned about them. I mean, just a dirty bomb. You don't have to enrich your uranium all the way to 90% for a dirty bomb. They can do that yesterday. And a dirty bomb is still going to shut down Washington, D.C. It's still going to shut down whatever spot they blow it up in. And then, oh, by the way, ship it over in a, you know, some kind of a tanker and just destroy one of our ports, or for that matter, you know, destroy some oil field in Saudi Arabia that just diminishes the world supply. There's a lot of ways to make this catastrophic without having to launch a missile.
How much uranium in a suitcase bomb?
Oh, yeah.
Coming across the southern border. Just even that. I mean, there's so many things. You know, we've let so many thousands of people that, you know, especially the Chinese and everything. You know, all these military-aged men coming in and everything. And you know, how come China's letting these people come over here? I mean, I thought that was kind of a closed country. You know, they don't.
That's a question.
Just walk out of there.
That is a question. All right, brother, I got to give you a text message here before we go to the break. And then, I hope all your wellness is well. How about that?
I'm doing real good. And Big Rick, get that music going, buddy.
I will do.
All right, man. Thanks. We'll see you, Jeff.
Have a good one.
All right, several text messages here because they're coming in so fast, I got to keep up or we won't get to them all. So Brian from Decatur says they'll never remove Biden from office because Obama would lose his power under Harris. The man could have a stroke on live TV and they'd find a way to keep him to term. I don't know. Here's an alternative thought on that. If keeping Biden in office makes it less likely that Obama has power or whoever's pulling the strings, then maybe they go back door and make a deal with Harris. We'll prop you up as president, but you got to do what we say. I think she'd do it in a heartbeat. I think she would absolutely do it in a heartbeat. John from Elkmont says, the Dems forgot to give Biden his usual pre-speech drugs, and they probably did it on purpose. Can't wait to see if they run Newsom or have somebody waiting in the wings. That's the question right now, John. You nailed it. One of my thoughts is that was a setup. So either A, he had enough mental faculty, and I understand a temper, to demand that they put together this press conference, or B, they just went ahead and let that happen because they needed him to go ahead and prove to the world that it really is bad. So they can use that as, the sound. They're getting the sound bites out of it right now. Ben from Decatur, regarding Biden with dementia, late afternoons about 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. called sundown syndrome. Yes, indeed. When he shows anger or lack of awareness, that's why we hear Biden disappears late day most of the time and not meet with the press. You know, Ben, I agree. I mean, it's not like he's not made an evening appearance. It's not like he hadn't done things like this. But they know that's also the worst time, and they did it anyway. That's why I'm wondering if it's a setup. Teresa from Town Creek says, I place all the blame on Biden's wife and family. This is elder abuse. Yes, it is, Teresa. John from Brownsboro, the only thing worse than having a feckless, incompetent commander-in-chief is if he himself doesn't realize it, and not one person in his sphere will tell him that. Talk about a slow-motion train wreck. They're hanging him out to dry. He doesn't even know he's wet. Oh, wow. Well said. A couple more, and I'll get a couple things done here. Duff from Huntsville. They are setting up Biden to fail 100%. You nailed it, Duff. Thanks, Duff. Appreciate you. Brandon from Athens says, have you heard about Michelle Obama going to be Democratic nomination because Biden will step down halfway through the year? So I don't know about that. I'll be honest with you. I hear people say that. They think she'll be an attractive candidate. I don't know that she wants that. And I heard her say this the other day. Now, granted, grain of salt, she said it, that she's seen what her husband had to go through, and why would she ever want to do that? And so she's still a mom. She's got a good life going right now. Why would she want that? You might say power. You still got to convince me that she wants to do that, to put herself in that position, because she will be raked over the coals, brother. And yes, do I think she would make the attractive candidate? Sure. But she didn't even, at least Hillary Clinton went from being first lady to U.S. Senator and then Secretary of State. Michelle was just, she's first lady. How is that qualification for, then again, I guess Biden had no qualifications either. So, well, he was a U.S. Senator. So here's the thing. Story on Town Hall right now. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't rattle the paper. I had to pull this one up because things are happening right now. This is such a fluid moment that opinions and different sound bites and other stories are coming out left and right. Well, the Biden administration, they are dancing to somebody else's tune right now. There's an old saying in politics. I talked about that axiom in my monologue earlier. that if you feel like you have to constantly respond to what the other side said about you, then all you're doing is dancing to their tune and you've lost the narrative. Well, that's what's happening right now. So the Biden administration, they had to have another presser today. Karine Jean-Pierre, she didn't come in by herself. She brought in a guy named Ian Sams, who is the White House General Counsel's office spokesman. So basically, he's the spokesperson for the lawyers in the White House. And he came out, and they are blasting. Of course, they're blasting Special Prosecutor Herr. Technically, they're also blasting, oh, by the way, their own Attorney General, DOJ. And then thirdly, they threw all the blame on Republicans. I kid you not. I'm looking at the article right now, and he went on to talk about how this is a gratuitously inaccurate report, that there's nothing here. It was wrong and inaccurate, and it was an awful, inaccurate conclusion. And then he went on to talk about how, you know, Biden came out and did an epic job last night of just you know, covering down on the issues and talking clearly. And no, actually, he didn't. We were there. We saw it. But then he goes on to say, not to be outdone by previous White House attempts, Sams then launched into a partisan screed from the White House briefing room that claimed, quote, Republicans in Congress and elsewhere have been attacking prosecutors who aren't doing what Republicans want politically. And what he basically said was, Republicans caused this because they're so busy, you know, pressuring prosecutors to start doing something. What? If that's the storyline you're going with, bro, if that's what you're going for, you got an uphill climb, man. I was going to be honest. This is so cheap. Stand by, folks. This one's going to keep on growing. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So let me just go ahead and take something, bring something out here about the whole situation with Biden. One of the things that I find most interesting is the sudden ability of the press to make sure they cover all the news because they're not that good at that. It's one thing to say that you are an opinion show, like Sean Hannity. Everybody knows he's an opinion show. He makes no bones about it. Right Side Radio, we are an opinion-based show. We just are. We make no bones about it. Solid conservative and just plain right. That's who we are. But when you allegedly are going to report the news, and yet you don't report the news, you skew it in a certain direction, then, you know, you've lost your credibility. Well, all of a sudden, the media seems to have discovered the story about Biden's infirmity. That's really interesting. Two thoughts on that. One, they're not going to cover for him anymore. They recognize they can't, and they feel like they better real quickly try and regain some credibility. And so they're jumping out there, hey, got a story, whoop, whoop, look at this. Wow, did you see it? Let us tell you. Or are we looking at a situation where, you know, the shine's off the apple, and they need to get him gone because they're going to lose their power. Because the left-wing media runs off of left-wing. Examples. Just a moment ago here in the studio, and it's still up on the screen right now, they're talking about this on CNN, and they're talking about the fact that this very report came out. They just a moment ago had the ticker going on CNN calling the report a searing report. They're not downplaying its impact. There has been years now of downplaying the negative impact of things that you and I look at and go, what in God's name? And they will, oh, well, this, you know, nothing to see here. You know, largely peaceful protests, no big deal. And yet what we're looking at now is, whoo, calling it a searing report on CNN. He's losing CNN. How about this? I got an article here from Politico. Politico. Not exactly known for being a right-wing organization, right? Politico. Phil, did you go to Politico? Yes, I did. Well, article. Dateline last night. Age is not just a number. It's a profound and growing problem for Biden. That's the headline. Ooh. This is Politico, mind you. And they immediately jump right in, talking about the report. They try to throw a few things in there about, well, you know, there was a time when Trump said the wrong name. Come on, people. You can see the difference. Please don't try and gaslight us. Well, you know, Trump said somebody's name wrong one time. I say my kids' names wrong sometimes. That doesn't mean anything. But then at the same time, we're looking at Biden, and every single day it just gets worse. And it's obvious, and he doesn't even catch it himself. But the article here from Politico goes on to talk about a scathing description in the report that came as Biden's aides were just trying to explain away the president's most recent verbal gaffes. They talk about how his mistakes underscore what his critics say are the most persistent political threats to his presidential reelection bid, his age, and fear among voters that he's not mentally fit to hold office again. Let me just point out something again, too. It's not age. It's not. I've known people in their 90s, sharp as a tack. And he's not. If he were 61 and acting like this, it would be bad. But then the article goes on in Politico to point out the polling. Polls have consistently shown deep voter concerns about Biden's age. A new NBC poll released found a combined 76% of voters say they have major or moderate concerns about Biden lacking the necessary mental and physical health to be president for a second term. Folks, there was a time when Politico would not have even published those stats. They would have let that be. They would have said, some right-wing pollster, we're not going with that. Well, they're going with it now. The question is why? Is the shine off the apple? Or are we looking at a situation where they're just trying to get him gone now? All right, stand by. We'll be right back with former U.S. Attorney Jay Towne, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like making common sense like a superpower. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you guys, so you hear the ads playing during the break, right? Just know this, Right Side Radio, we are indeed a standalone business. So if you're listening to us live on the air right now, just know this, the stations that you hear us on don't own the show. We own the show and we send it to them. And yet, to run a business like that, it takes, you know, takes revenue like any other. And one of the ways that Right Side Radio supports itself is by selling advertising. So if you're listening to our show right now and you are a Right Side ruffian and you have goods and services that you might sell for your business, just know this. We have an estimated well over 30,000 listeners a week who are tuning in, who are a bunch of other Right Side ruffians who might want to buy your services over some other liberal company. So yeah, think about it. Would you want to be a part of the Right Side team? Well, the way you do that is you don't call the station, you call us directly. You go to rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. There's a place on there that says advertising and contact. You just send us a message and Lauren will get back to you immediately. So yeah, we will have her contact you and get you on board, and we'd love to have you on the team. Rightsideradio.org, advertising, send us a message. So this whole thing we've been on now, it is layers of ugly, and I don't mean like a little bit. There is nothing comfortable about looking at someone and watching them decline right before your eyes. Not at all. Any of you out there who've had family members go through that, you know how painful it can be, because you begin to watch the person you love. And by the way, consider this: Biden may be everything we don't want in a president, but he is still somebody's dad. He's still somebody's husband. He's still somebody's brother. You know, he's still a family member to somebody. And it's a heck of a thing to watch your family member decline right before your eyes. And those of you who have seen it know how hard and painful that can be. That being said, how many times have you ever seen a family take somebody in the family who is infirm or is incapable or who needs to be protected in some way, and then just thrust them out there and make them do it anyway? Those are the people we don't respect, right? That's why we have DHR that intervenes in bad family situations. That's why we have a foster system for kids who grow up in abusive families. That's why we have the ability to have the courts intervene and take care of someone where the family won't. All right, all that to say, what we're looking at right now with Biden, it feels that way. And yet, it's like you can't send DHR to the White House for a welfare check. But here we are watching this play out, and now we have a report that says things that's like, wow. And so I'm going to tell you, and I said this earlier, what we're watching right now, there is no upside to this for the Biden family or the Biden administration. There is no upside to this from any angle. Doesn't matter whether you look at it from the legal angle, the medical angle, the ethical angle, the political angle, the national security angle, and certainly not from the family angle. And yet, here we are. And we'll keep our eyes on it. Right Side Radio. Coming up next, we're going to switch to a little Right Sports with Hannah, the sign girl. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.